Darius Bowman with 105 yards, which actually leads the entire CFL after 1 week, joins us. Darius, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jason, man. Glad to be on again.
Well, for you, on a personal note, obviously when you win, that's the most important thing. But when you put up numbers like that, you're that involved in the game. I'm guessing you're pretty excited how week one went.
Oh, man, very excited about the win. You know, the stats, it was a decent game. I'm not going to complain. It wasn't a bad game. But more excited about that win, and we're going to just try to get better and better with those stats.
Now, you had 9 catches, 105 yards, and I know you had a few more. You had one taken back by a penalty. Are you expecting to have that many balls thrown you every week?
I always make myself prepare for something like that, but it was nice to get that many balls. And if that is something that's is that a role they want me to play this year, I'm very capable of doing it. So I'm just going to keep my head up. But I definitely know it's going to be those times where we're afraid to have 9 or 10 catches, and I may have only 3 or 4. So I just go in ready to do my role.
Darius, I talked to you in training camp, and you talked about how never before in your career had you really had to understand when the center was, when he was barking out the plays, because you're like, well, yeah, whatever, that's for the old lineman. Well,
yeah.
This offense under McAdoo, when the center is barking out, if he's, you got to do a check down, you're knowing why you're doing a check down. Now that you've had a game to play it, does it make it even easier? Did you make it more excited about where this offense can go now that you actually understand all of the responsibilities of the other teammates?
Oh, man, it definitely makes it exciting. You know, for me, I can honestly say at times I felt very prepared at the game. You know, I've been in previous years, and things can kind of get out of hand and get disrupted while in the huddle or on the field. But Coach McAdoo and our staff just been a good job of just installing in us, just playing fast, but being also knowing your assignment and being able to communicate with each other. And like you said, knowing what the O-line is doing and knowing what the running backs are doing and being able to relate it to each other. So it makes it easier for your quarterback when he knows that everybody on the field knows what's going on. So I think the sky's the limit for our offense.
I have to ask you, as a physical receiver, what did you think of Nick Lewis's block against Montreal? I know a lot of guys I talk to say, hey, they have no problem with it. Others think it's late. What do you think?
Nah, I think, man, I've enjoyed watching Nick my 6 years that I've been up here. Man, he is very, very, very physical. He's probably one of the most physical guys when it comes to those blocking, probably the body type that he has with it. But, yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it, man. It's a part of the game.
You're a pretty flamboyant guy. You like to be physical. You like to be aggressive. Your new head coach, talk about his attitude, which seemingly maybe kind of fits. He's a guy who's very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very aggressive. Man, Coach Jones has been he's been great since the day he showed up around here. And like I said, him and Coach Mack and the rest of our staff, man, they've been installing in us, knowing your assignment first, knowing where to line up, knowing where to be, and then, like you say, we're going to be the most conditioned team, so you're going to have to be able to run if you're going to play for this team. And I can't say early in camp I was probably complaining about it and worried, but now I see it all coming together.
Did he tell you guys when he got the job to prepare yourself for that? Like, did he give you a 4-month notice to say, you better be in shape because this is how I'm going to run things?
Jason, man, you know what he did? He kept stressing, get yourself in shape, guys. Make sure. But, you know, I think every year I'm in shape, you know. I feel like whatever it is I'm doing is probably going to have me prepared. But I can honestly say this was one of my most challenging camps since I've been a professional. And, the speed, the pace of the game that he wants us to play it, and still, like I say, know the proper assignment, knowing what snap count is on, not jumping off sides, you know, eliminating some of those penalties, you know. So, it's definitely a change, but I think it's for the better.
Darius Bowman joins us, currently leading the CFL in receiving yards with 105 after week one. Do you ever play quarterback?
No.
Never?
Okay. Never done.
Okay, now the reason I ask is because Chris Jones is not afraid to pull out, some razzle-dazzle plays. I was just wondering if there would ever be, you know, like a toss back to you where maybe you would then throw it downfield. But I'm guessing you won't be the guy who's tossing it downfield.
Hopefully I'm the guy catching it. But you never know with Coach Jones, man. So I can't say you can't give stuff away, but he definitely have us prepared for different things and different moments. And just at all times, man, be prepared. So I've really enjoyed working with him so far, and I think it's going to be just an amazing year.
I have to think from a player's perspective, Adarius, it's nice when you have a coach who colors outside the lines, you know, who's taken in the first game, you know, a fake field goal, who's then doing a short kickoff. Like, even if you're not involved in the play, you're thinking, man, this is awesome. Our team is always going to be attacking.
Oh, man, like I say, he's the first I've been coached by of his style. You know, not a bad thing, but definitely different, you know. And like you say, he's not afraid to take those chances. And he's been harping on us all camp. He looks at football as one day at a time, you know. So it may be times when we may have to use all our tricks, you know. We can always create and get more. So he looks at every game as this open season to do anything that we need to do to get that win.
Adarius Bowman joins us. Jonathan Heimbach, your O-line coach, talked to me about how, you know, amongst his group of O-linemen, they're still kind of figuring out who's their vocal leader. Adarius, you've been around. Have you taken on more of a leadership role for this team? I know Mike Riley said he wanted to be, but felt like he needed a collective group of guys to be more of leaders to talk about the importance of improving this team, especially at home.
Oh, man, I'm definitely going to be one of those guys, Jason. And Mike's one of those guys as well. And to be honest, I've heard more out of Fred than I have this year. I think for most of us veterans, we're still trying to, like I say, get used to this coaching staff and the new things we got going on, which are great things. But it's still, you know, trying to grasp all those things. And I feel like it's actually happening every day. You know, guys are you're finding your guys, your Odell Willis, you know. Your Pat Watkins, you know, your J.C. Sherrys, Rennie Kearns, all the guys that, you know, after a while you can see them, we're starting to get comfortable and understand the environment that's around here, and then you can start leading our troops, you know. So I think it's there, and it's going to happen, and it's from me and many more.
How's the battle with you and Pat Watkins in practice going?
I can't say, Jason. I'm glad he's on my team this year. But, I've enjoyed Pat. I've enjoyed going against just Coach Jones' defensive schemes on a daily basis. Like, either way, you know, he has a lot of tricks up his sleeve, so we're kind of getting to go against that every day. So it's, I almost feel like you're kind of prepared for any and everything that could possibly go on in the game. And to be able to see that fast pace, you know, ones go against ones every day, you know, it's a change, but I can't say it's making me better on and off the field.
Adarius Bowman joins us. Adarius, let's talk quickly about the Hamilton Tiger Cats tomorrow night. Obviously coming off a tough loss in Saskatchewan. Their offense got obliterated. They're giving up 10 sacks. Hard to look at the film and really know what they're doing because of the weather. But what do you expect from this defense? Are they going to blitz you guys? Do they jam you a lot? Do they get to play a lot of zone or man-to-man for you tomorrow?
To be honest, it's hard to really call it right now. Like you said, they had a couple of factors that bought into last week's film in terms of the weather. And I feel like even for most of the teams right now, you're still trying to develop yourself and find yourself and figure out what guys you want in what position. So things could possibly be changed this week. So we just tried to prepare ourselves for any and everything that could possibly happen. But I feel we can't let last week think that Hamilton's like a team that's a pushover, because the way I look at it, they got great players. You know, you look at the players they have on their team. So those guys get paid too. So they got great athletes over there. So we definitely got to be prepared to protect our house and do the things we got to do. But I see them maybe switching it up, maybe doing some man at times, but, you know, maybe having to go to zone later. But we see them open to doing everything, you know. And they also blitz at times. So it's the beginning of the year. I think coaches and players are just all still trying to figure things out. So you got to be ready to see anything in these earlier weeks to me.
Now, before I let you go, last year you were one of our judges at our karaoke contest. This year Mike Riley stepped up, competed, said he's coming back because now he feels more confident, and said that he would challenge any of his teammates. Are you up to matching his challenge, his karaoke for next year?
Next year's karaoke, sign me up, Jason. I'm in, man. I'll take a challenge with Mike.
I love it. All right. Okay, perfect. We will
sign me up.
I know we'll do that in May, because usually you get into town about 3 weeks before. So we will ensure. All right. I love it.
Man, that's perfect. That's what's up.
Yeah, can you take it?
We got to next year we get to do that one.
Yeah, you got a year to plan.
All right, I can prepare myself, get my vocals right.
What song? Like, what's your go-to song, you think?
Can't really call it right now.
Okay.
I did karaoke once in my life, and it was like a spin the wheel.
Okay.
And it ended up landing on Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey's Hero. I hope it's not that. Well, I hope I don't have to do that.
Hey, I can tell you right now, no ballads at our karaoke contest, all right? Okay.
Yeah.
So you can step it up. But I like the fact you actually sang Hero by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I had to step up to the challenge. Yeah. I definitely didn't win the overall karaoke, but I think I made it through the song.
Right. Now, if you have a video of that, feel free to send it our way.
Oh, man. I wish I did. I want a video.
Well, Adarius, continued success. Hopefully you're getting 9 catches every week and the Eskimos are winning. Good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate that a lot, man. Have me on anytime and every time, man.